Chapter 9. Colonial Development, 1688 to 1760. 81. The Stuart Tyranny. Instead of admiring the growth of the colonies in strength and liberty, Charles and James saw it with dismay. The colonies were becoming too strong and too free. They determined to reduce all the colonies to royal provinces, like Virginia, with the exception of Pennsylvania, which belonged to their friend William Penn. There was a good deal to be said in favor of this plan, for the colonists were so jealous of each other that they would not unite against the French or the Indians. If the governments were all in the hands of the king, the whole strength of the British colonies could be used against any enemy of England. 82. The Stuart Tyranny in New England. The Massachusetts Charter was now taken away, and Sir Edmund Andros was sent over to govern the colony. He was ordered to make laws and to tax the people without asking their consent. He did as he was ordered to do. He set up the Church of England. He taxed the people. He even took their lands from them on the ground that the grants from the old Massachusetts government were of no value. When one man pointed to the magistrate's signature to his grant, Andros told him that their names were worth no more than a scratch with a bear's paw. He also enforced the navigation laws and took possession of Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New Plymouth. At the same time, he was also governor of New Hampshire and of New York. 83. The Glorious Revolution in America, 1689. By this time, Charles was dead, and James was King of England. The English people did not like James any better than the New Englanders liked Andros. In 1688, they rebelled and made William of Orange and his wife Mary, James's eldest daughter, King and Queen of England. On their part, the Massachusetts colonists seized Andros and his followers and shut them up in prison, April 18, 1689. The people of Connecticut and Rhode Island turned out Andros's agents and set up their old governments. In New York, also, Andros's deputy governor was expelled, and the people took control of affairs until the king and queen should send out a governor. Indeed, all the colonies, except Maryland, declared for William and Mary.